pleasure, and thank you so much again for having me on. I am honored to use the technology to talk about my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I always need him to help me. So, Father, I thank you for this privilege today to be on the air. And I just ask you, Lord, if you would speak to me that I might speak truth into the ears of everyone who is listening. And I just ask your blessings upon what we do here today. In Jesus' name, amen. I know that this is a Sunday late for Mother's Day, but I have a word to the mothers of today or mothers of yesteryear. So it is with you. And let's start. I'm going to start in Jeremiah 18th chapter and the first, and let's look at this in this way. Fact I want to use for a theme today, a kind of a strange theme, but I believe that anybody who listened to it, because it blessed me even in preparing it. And just as I got ready to walk out of my office on Sunday, they handed me this message and it made me a little nervous. And the subject that we'll be using, the role of the 21st century mothers, nevertheless. Let me read these scriptures to you, and then we'll take that thing apart for a minute with you. In Jeremiah 18, we see the Lord speaking to Jeremiah on behalf of the children of Israel. And listen to what it says. He said, "The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my word. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels," talking about the potter, "and the vessel that he made of clay was marred. So he made it again another vessel as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying," verse 5, "O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as the potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel." Now keep that in mind. This is going to be the last part of the message. Let's now to the book of 2 Timothy. So 2 Timothy chapter 1, and let's see what the Lord has to say there. Now, here's Paul talking to Timothy, and I believe he wrote this letter while he was in prison. In fact, in a dungeon was a mighty crazy place to be in writing a letter, a very small hole to let you down in the ground and put a top on you. And all you get is enough air to breathe and no sunlight. It's a bad place. But he wrote this letter to Timothy, and here's what he said, starting with verse 3. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 3. "I thank God whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day." Now, this is what he's writing. He says, "I remember you, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, I may be filled with joy. Call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee." Now, notice how he's going to say this, because he's talking about mamas and grandmamas. "When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in you, first in your grandmama, Lois, and then hand it off from a grandmama, Lois, to your mother, Eunice. And I am persuaded," this is Paul's way of putting it here, he has no doubt that this is in verse 6, "be in remembrance that up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands." Now, Ladies, hear me. Please hear me. It's a long ways from the first century to now. Really, it's a long ways. You know, I just turned over 80 years here last month. So it's a long ways from mothers of today, 2013, and mothers that goes back into the 30s when I grew up. And so I need you to look at that. I need you to think about it. And I'm going to share some information on this with you. But it's going to make some of you feel bad, because you're going to see that you missed some steps in the process of raising your children. And that's where the nevertheless come up. The nevertheless. The role of the 21st century mother. Nevertheless. Well, what are you talking about, Preacher Burns? Well, here's what I'm talking about. I'm saying that God did not birth us or create us in this earth just so that he can have some people there. But God wanted men and women to be birthed and continue to recreate or bring forth children that would also love him. But many of our mothers today do not realize that even what you eat affects your unborn baby. They got babies now known as drug babies, where mothers were into drugs and alcohol and all kind of crazy stuff and has disturbed and confused their babies before they ever arrived on planet Earth. So if you did that, and if that's you who's listening to me, I know you want to feel bad about that. And maybe you should feel a little bad about that. But on the other hand, nevertheless, God spoke to us through Jeremiah, letting us know that there's a way out, even if you're messed up. And that goes to both men and women. When we've messed up and done all of the stuff that God did not want us to do, God has provided a way that we can get out of our sins and out of our problem, because he has provided a way for us. Now let's go back and look at this business of having a baby and eating the wrong thing, living the wrong life. And those babies are physically affected for the rest of their ever-living life unless God does something for them. So now, mama, you have a responsibility. So every last one of you listen to me, whether you're grandmama, mama, or whatever, you have a responsibility. Now, let's look at Timothy. It's being called upon here by Paul to run a church. Paul established a church in Ephesus, and he wants to have Timothy to run that church, to be the pastor of that church. So he needed somebody that was ready to go, that had a spirit in them that would follow the Lord Jesus. So listen what he says. I'd like for you to stick your ears up close and hear what he said to Timothy. He said, Timothy, I knew your grandmama. I knew your mama, and I know that your grandmama was full of the Spirit of God, and she handed it all. You know what? I'm feeling all over my body now as I think about my mama who raised me in a different kind of way. But he says, and your grandmama handed off to your mama, and I'm totally persuaded that what your mama received from your grandmama, you also got it. And all I need to do is to lay hands on you and stir up the good spirit that is in you, that you may be ready to lead this church to receive Christ Jesus. Wow. Well, my mama had me when we were on a sharecropper's plantation. And mama cooked for a white lady by the name of Ada D. McCrary, and I never will forget it because mama told it to me so many times, I can't forget it. In fact, I'm writing a book that should come out later this year with my whole life story in it. And one of those will be how my mama was loved by a white woman and her husband that she cooked for. Well, mama got real big with me. I was her first child. And mama was early 30s, 31 or 32 years old when I was born, and I was almost 14 pounds. And the white lady said to my mama, Bertha, that was mama's name, you need to be careful here. Don't you gonna lose your baby and you getting so big. So long story made short, when it was time for me to be born, this white lady, Mrs. McCrary, had her doctor to attend my mama. Well, that didn't happen back in those days with the white doctors taking care of these black mamas. That just didn't happen, not to too many. Well, anyway, he did. And when I was born, they were about ready to cut me up and take me from my mama because they thought they were going to lose my mama. But another doctor, Dr. Sinner, was the first doctor. Dr. Sinner's friend, who was named Dr. Moore, came in to get him to go with him to another patient's house to help him with a very serious case. And when he walked in, Dr. Sinner says, all right, I'll be right with you, Dr. Moore, as soon as I cut this baby up, which was me, and take him from his mama so that she doesn't die. And mama was laying there hearing all of this. Well, Dr. Moore says, can I try this? And ladies and gentlemen, I was born at the hand of Dr. Moore, who told mama how to breathe and how to do whatever she needed to do. And I was born because God had it planned that way. Well, all I'm trying to say is that you're responsible for your baby. So mama raised me day after day. She continued to tell me that story till I'm writing the story right now. Mama been gone 30-something years. But because she put it in me, and because Timothy received from his mama what her mama put in her, he was ready to pastor a church in Ephesus and lead those people in such a way that thousands of people were brought to Jesus because a mama cared for her son. Well, let me see. I only got about a few more minutes later, and I'm going to have to close out this message. But let me talk about nevertheless. Nevertheless, if you missed it, you didn't raise your kids right, you did eat the wrong thing, you did behave in the wrong way, you did have a baby out of wedlock, ladies, don't let that stop you. Because nevertheless, God has provided a man by the name of Jesus through the lineage all the way down through Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, finally to David, to the point to where he was born in Bethlehem, provided for you, a place that no matter what you have done and what you missed, you can have a new life. Notice what he says about the potter. Says that the potter was making his clay pots, getting ready to put them on sale. And one of the pots, as he began to spin the pot in his hand with the clay, somehow or another got marred to the point to where the potter didn't like what he saw. So what the potter did then is took that out of the spinning wheel and crushed it. And when he crushed it, he put more water into it and remade it into a new vessel. Oh, shucks, ladies, you don't know what I'm going through to enjoy this message and share it with you today. But I want you to know that nevertheless, whatever you've done, whatever you did do, you have a chance now to go to the potter's house by the hand of Jesus. And he said, and Jesus said, God said to Jeremiah, do I not have the same privilege to take as the potter did and re-spin? So lady, I hope you're ready for a re-spin, because you can do that right now. Even though your children may be grown, they may be gone, they may be doing whatever that's not right, but I want you to know that there's an opportunity for you right now to submit yourself to the Lord and tell him, Lord, I'm sorry for what I've done. I want to change my way of living. I want to be crushed and respun, so that whatever my kids may be doing, your kids may be out of reach. Grab the grandkids. Grab the great-grandkids. Grab somebody else's kid. Whatever you need to do to let the Lord know that you want to reproduce in a good way, you need to do that. So let me requote the first century mothers, the mothers when I came along, even many of them were not all the way that good, but they loved God so much that they would repent and begin to ask God to crush them and make them anew. So I urge you today that no matter what you've done or didn't do, there's a nevertheless waiting for you. And his name is Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, you can be made whole again. I want you to pray. I want to pray with you right now. And what I want to do, I just feel led to just pray until the Lord touch your heart. And by the way, I want to say to you that whatever church you're going to, if you're good there, go on to your church. But if you do not have a church, we'd be glad to have you at Living Cathedral of Worship. And we're located at 37721 North 100th Street East. And I just beg you that, and yeah, if you live in Lancaster, you're 18 miles away. If you live in Palmdale, you're about 11 miles away. But I guarantee you it will be worth your while, if you do not have a church home, to come and visit with us, because we are absolutely strung out. We're strung out behind God, and we are ready to absolutely give you the true word of God. Father, I come to you right now thanking you for the privilege of speaking on behalf of the 21st century women. Many of them are hurting. Many of them are disturbed. But, oh, Father, I know that you can bring them to yourself. Allow your Holy Spirit to bring them and make them, re-spin them, crush them, make them brand new again, like you did me. I ain't been all that cool, Lord, but you know me, and I know you. And I'm so thankful that you crushed me years back, after I was 20-something years old, crushed me and made me a brand new creature. And I'm so glad to be yours. Thank you for taking me. Thank you for keeping me. And I thank you that you will bring these ladies and these people, whoever heard the message today, if they're willing to submit to you, they can. Thank you now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah and amen.